Well, well, well. What have we here? Looks like a nice round table from Girls Night Out at the Down Under Pub in Fairview. It's me, along with the great Gordo, making his first appearance here tonight.
What's up, America? Wow.
Come on, give this imported man a little love here.
Yeah.
We've hit a hotbed of apathy up here in Fairview,
boy,
haven't we?
We really have.
Tired.
We really have, man. We're just wallowing around in it. And, of course, over here on my right, here is the great Donovan.
Fairview, what's happening?
That's the way to greet him.
Yeah, my gosh.
You know, I thought the ladies liked me
a little bit. Jeez.
The auditory feedback isn't there for the listener at home, but I will say this crowd is very nice.
It really is.
As I mingle through them, that's kind of a strong word for just go to the bar and come back. but several people were very kind and had nice manual greetings for me and a few slaps on the back. It was nice.
You know, most ticket events are usually sausage fests, but this is appropriate. Girls' Night Out. There are a lot of females out here tonight. And I'm going to come around and talk to each and every one of you.
Come on, girls. Put it together for this handsome black man.
I know you guys might not get a lot of us up here in Fairview, but damn it, I'm taking advantage of it tonight.
I want some female action. Come on, ladies. I'll take Donovan's leftovers.
Yeah.
Well, we got some girls back there.
You guys can have a bite of this chocolate.
All right, so the grand prize is going to the girls.
Yeah.
Jugs, right?
A little bite of chocolate around here. Uses just Vanillaville up this far down north. Man, this is far. But it's good. It's good to get out of your range every now and then, you know?
It's good. It's good. I'm
so used to being in the hood. You know, that's where I grew up, Gordon.
What is the hood?
Where I grew up.
The literal hood?
Oak Cliff. Where Mike is from. We're hood brothers. You didn't know that?
Right.
But it was a different kind of hood when he was there.
Yeah, he was
the one that had the two little circles where you can see through it.
He was. Mike was in the hood before it was the hood.
No, actually, it was the hood back then. It was on its way.
Is that why you got the hell out of there?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, how many? Didn't your mother stay there for a lot longer though?
Yeah, she did.
And so, when did she finally run away from the blacks, as you call it?
When did she take white flight?
Yeah. That's not what I call it, first of all.
Okay.
Probably about, 10 years or so ago. Actually longer than that. Maybe about 12, 15 years or so ago.
So was she around for the full circle? I mean, did it start coming back? You know how the... Because she was kind of north Oak Cliff, right?
No, she was way south of Oak Cliff.
Oh, really? South Oak Cliff. Over there by Kimball. It's south of Oak Cliff.
So it never really turned around under her watch.
No. I still got a ways to go over there as far as this turnaround thing you speak of. I don't know what you mean by that exactly, but okay.
Before you guys take it back?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Gordon?
I guess that's what he means.
All I know, Mike calls them the people of light and the people of darkness. I don't know what that means. I'm assuming he's talking about the state of their soul. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyway,
we can call it that.
But, you know, Donovan, it's interesting. You have stayed in the same place for how long now?
My house?
Yeah.
97 is when I moved out
house.
There.
That's some commitment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never stayed in one place that long other than childhood, you know.
Yeah,
that's a lot of Will Holla time.
Yeah, we moved out to Cedar Hill, man.
Will Holla.
There was nothing out there. Nothing at all but like McDonald's and Home Depot and Whataburger, and that's it. But now
a couple fine restaurants.
Yeah, it's grown so much, you don't have to leave the city limits.
Yeah, they got
everything is right there. Well, that's in Duncan. It's in Duncanville.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Papa Do's is in Duncanville. The hood happening spot.
Let me show you something, Gordon. This is what Corby is obsessed with.
Why does he have this up here? Go ahead, tell everyone what that is.
This is Dulcilax laxative tablets. It is for women.
Wait a minute, but hold on, let me see it. It's the overnight relief.
For women?
Yes, it is a...
Why would some pharmaceutical company encourage a sin?
It's a softener for women.
Oh,
how do you know it's for women?
Anymore.
They advertise it on TV, and that's the way they position
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I took this, it wouldn't work?
It would make you a woman.
Yeah.
Really? Would I?
And then it would work.
All right, so I'd sit down to go number one all the time. Is that
okay.
it?
Some do that anyway.
Mike does that already.
No, I don't. Not me, but...
You know what's interesting about
Corby
that?
Corby does.
He does?
Yeah. Dan does also.
Sits you know, like a it, woman to go...
He sits to down go to, the, to go number one.
That yeah. idea...
The non-worst bathroom.
Right. That idea is not without merit.
Well, no, it actually, medically, it is with merit. Because medically, it is much better for you to sit down, lean slightly forward, almost in a Rodin's Thinker type pose,
mm-hmm.
and that's better for the prostate and emptying out the bladder.
Oh, really?
And yeah, you will have
well,
better,
I didn't know that.
Better long-term bladder health.
But see, in my mind, if I sit down, I gotta go number two. So I can't
so
just
like right now. You
no
are
no 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 no. Not if I sit down. I'm saying if I'm in the bathroom and I sit down. Even if I don't have to go to, my mind is telling me that I have to.
This is the worst party conversation ever we're having.
It really is, but that's all right.
We should be talking to women.
You know,
got the hot chicks couch up here and everything.
All right, well, let's get some girls up here on the hot chicks couch and interview some.
Are there any girls here who have had more than two drinks?
Yeah, well, girls more than two drinks. Oh, here comes one right now. Bring it.
Hey, front and center. Yeah,
all
there
right.
you go.
Look at this. Have a seat, ladies.
How about you take that sweat off and then sit down, huh?
Let me... She got some up tops.
I'm talking about. She has some down belows too.
Got some up tops. All right, now I'm going to play a guessing game. I do this from time to time, where I kind of do the carnival guesser man. I'm going to guess your name and occupation, ma'am. All right, I'm going to say your name is Sarah.
Yes.
And you work for a bra company.
Bro.
Do I have it correct? You need to give her the mic
yes.
where she can talk, and you need to point the speaker a little bit further that way.
Don't get it in front of the speaker.
Thank you, ma'am, for taking care of that. There you go. Perfect.
And Gordo, you're correct.
I was right.
You are correct.
Wow.
Very good.
I'm good like
you're
that.
You're so smart.
I don't know, but not smart, just intuitive.
It's
so
yes.
you're all hot.
Thank you.
I'm probably the least educated man up at the ticket.
You were reading a book when I met you.
Well, when did you meet me?
Just
now.
You don't have to whisper that. Just say just now.
Just now.
No shame in meeting me just now. It was a picture
and
book.
Who is this over here who has so been dominating things tonight?
What's your name?
My name is Kristen.
Kristen. And do you
yes.
work together?
We don't work together, but we're good friends.
You guys know each other?
We do.
Have you hugged before?
We...
Uh-oh.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
There's a story
yes.
here.
Our husbands are in a band together,
oh,
so...
Oh, God. Why would you tell me that?
Just omit the mention of the husband.
Yeah,
I'm
let's,
sorry.
Let us enjoy
husband.
Your
yeah, we don't care about
we,
that.
We have hugged. I'll get back to that.
Okay.
I want to ride the levels over there, killer, on the mic.
Yeah, this is girls'
not,
night out.
They don't have the greatest mic
not
technique.
Supposed
sorry.
To be about husbands.
Sorry, that was a violation.
So, do you girls live up this way here in Fairview area?
We live in McKinney.
Okay, not too far away. And
how old are you?
Uh oh.
I want you to guess.
Uh oh, Mike.
Well, guess, Mike.
I will say...
Easy.
58.
Oh, God. My...
Golly.
No, you ladies, I would estimate you're kind of mid-30s. Mid to late-30s.
Bless you.
I'm getting kisses blown my way.
27.
Oh, thank
that?
You, Mike.
Might want to ride the levels on that there, killer.
So,
And how about this one over
yeah,
here?
How old are you? You never said.
You know, the sweater was gone a minute ago.
Yeah, why did you put it back on? Are you cold?
It's working quite a bit better.
If you're cold, you should take it off even more.
Now, I want an age guess here.
I'll 35.
I'll say 27.
41.
Oh, really?
Really?
Man, you are looking
right.
Fine.
All right.
Appreciate
you are.
It.
Now, we both might
see,
have
that's
38.
Lose,
see,
so
that's...
You're 38?
38 and 41.
Wow.
How both of those are too young for me. That's too young for me.
Oh, really? You need,
yeah.
you need a woman with more experience.
Yeah.
We're in Reiner's age group, though, isn't
Reiner's
we?
Reiner's dead.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, yes, you were squarely in my demographic.
Mike's age group. I'm
that's
sorry.
Right. You're squarely
right.
in there.
You're squarely
what's
in my
youngest,
demographic also.
What's the youngest you would date?
14.
Oh. Ew.
That was just sad.
You know, that's illegal in all 49 states. Utah, you probably can get away
wow.
with it.
Yeah, Utah, you can.
Yeah.
Utah, you can marry him. But
okay.
I just said would, not have.
So what is the youngest you
have?
have dated.
Well, but then, see, that's, but then he's going to go back to when he was 25 and he dated a 19-year-old. That didn't count.
Why not?
Well, because I think the question is, how young would you date now?
Right now.
Outside of the comedic and disturbing 14-year-old answer.
Yeah, right now.
You know, really, give me an IRL answer.
An IRL answer?
In real life. What would you do in real life?
41?
Oh, hey, yeah. Now.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, now.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, there's no doubt he would do 41.
Oh, yeah, we'll do 41. But 25.
I'm just seeing how far down the 20-something barrel he's going to scrape.
No, 25. 31. Doubtful.
See, I won't date anyone up under the age of the change of life, whenever that is for the woman. I want her...
You want that out of the
way,
huh? Yes,
I want there to be no fruit from our labors.
You don't have to protect yourself. You can just go right up.
Yeah.
That's a big habit.
Granted, I need
a very solid philosophy.
I'll probably need to have a caulk gun of lube ready. But,
yeah,
you know...
Drywalls can be an issue.
That's an underrated joke by Mike, and I hope everyone appreciated it. It was very handcrafted. This is a great home improvement double entendre happening there in combination with the caulk. The problem with the caulk, though, is it gets hard. And then you have hard caulk. I'm sorry,
right,
ma'am?
Let's hear it for Gordon.
That's never a problem,
you.
Gordon.
I thought we were doing a home improvement word I use.
Yeah, we can't.
I want to get rid of that.
We can't do that one. We can't say that.
The word I was going with, ma'am, was caulk.
That's
and it is
what
a,
I said.
That's not
I
what
you
said.
Something ever
I said
else.
Caulk.
Let's
you
just
said
it
right there.
It. Let's change it to
you
the name brand product made by DuPont, DAF.
You keep
we can call
mic.
It DAF.
You keep.
Okay. So what is the, let me ask you this. What's
How
your name again? Your name
That's
was Kristen.
Kristen.
Kristen, what's the youngest man you've been with?
18.
And how old were you?
15.
No, I was 18 as well.
That's you lost it when you were 18.
I did.
Really?
Was it
yes.
fun?
Did you wait,
enjoy yourself?
Did you wait later for a religious reason or some
No, it was just a...
You
that
just
was the
time. That kind yeah. of girl in high school?
I wasn't. I was pretty good.
Well, that's good. Well, in all fairness, I mean, when you were growing up in the 50s, that was about...
Oh, man.
We're just having fun.
You know what? I didn't get any in high school either.
I was still in high school.
Oh, really? At 18? Damn,
well,
you were dumb.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. She was held back a year by her country parents, who were first cousins, by the way.
Senior.
I don't know if you knew this.
Man, I've never heard of 18-year-old sophomores. Man, you were really, really stupid.
And Donovan, you were how old?
19.
You released this information
19.
Before.
Yeah. I just never got into high school because I was scared.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing, and I had maybe a couple opportunities, and I bailed out.
And I'm still slightly confused about the female anatomy.
Well, can Sarah answer any questions for you?
Well, I know where the boobs are, which she's an expert in.
Right.
It's when you get down there, I just don't know my way around.
It's a lot of moving parts and working yeah. parts down there.
I've just heard way too many times, you're too low, you're too low. Another handcrafted
right.
joke that went nowhere.
No, I'm with you. I got
yeah.
you.
All right.
I got
what
you,
y'all
man.
You,
they teach classes with for that.
Do they really?
They do. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we could get into a filthy discussion here, but we won't.
Why not?
Let's keep it clean.
Why?
Let's keep it clean.
Yeah.
All right, are you girls?
I hope they keep it.
No. Let me ask you this.
YOLO.
You mentioned that you both have husbands.
Yeah.
Are these both first husbands?
Yes.
For Sarah, it is. What about you, Kristen?
He's my first husband. I am his second wife.
Oh, okay. You have kids with the first one?
He had one child with the first one, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you known the joy of childbirth yet?
I have.
You
yes.
have?
Yes. I have a beautiful daughter.
Do you? How old?
I do. She's 8 years old. She'll be 9 next week.
All right. We have a very important question.
Scared the hell out of me.
Okay.
Vaginal or cesarean?
That was not it.
How will you feel? Is that not it?
No, that was not it. But as long as we're on the subject, what about it?
It was a cesarean.
Ah, a
yes.
cutout, not a push
yes.
out.
No, it was a cutout.
Ah,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Kristen?
Yes.
How did you feel?
How will you feel?
What?
How did you feel?
Well, I can't.
How did you feed?
How did you feed?
How did you feed?
Breastfed or not?
Well, it's complicated.
Uh oh. Okay.
She was a preemie.
Mm-hmm.
So I
got too lazy to pump until she was ready.
I pumped for a long time.
Right.
I pumped for a long time, but she had to be bottle fed.
Your milk.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's.
Yes. I
count that as breastfeeding.
Yes. 6 months.
Mike, how do you score it? I score it as breastfeeding.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 3 on the breastfeeding scale.
Okay. I'll give you the full 10.
Did your husband assist with this?
He did. The first night he did. He was right there.
Did he express you like a cow?
Isn't it Sarah's turn to answer some of these questions?
No, we're still talking about you. We're still talking about you. All right. So the cesarean, was this a scheduled thing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Emergency, it was preemie,
yes.
So yeah, obviously
yes.
It wasn't a scheduled thing.
Yes.
What type of undergarments are you wearing?
Right now?
Right now.
Hmm.
Are you wearing underthings?
I am, yes. They're all black, I'll tell
all
you
right.
That.
That's what
you
I'm know. Talking about. That's all the way right. I like it.
Perfect. Best kind to pull aside. Okay, yeah. Let's talk to Sarah here.
Yes.
Sarah.
You're supposed to be wrapping it up, too.
I am? Oh, are we getting the wrap-up sign?
Yes.
Oh, okay. See y'all.
I'm sorry.
Girls' Night Out on the ticket.
All right, then. Yes, Guys' Night Out, or Girls' Night Out, continues from Fairview Down Under in Fairview.
Yeah.
Thanks to the city of Fairview for having us out tonight for Girls' Night Out. Awesome area. Thanks to the P1s who've come out. Thanks
yeah.
Diamond Broker, Massage Envy, and Macy's, some of our outstanding sponsors tonight, along with
you guys,
Hello Gorgeous, the spa retreat that's helped us out tonight with Girls Night Out.
You guys rule.
There, thank you, Corby. Yes, the roundtables continue from Fairview Down Under. Giorgio, Corby, Jr., and Bob.
Hey, now.
We're up here on the stage at Fairview Down Under. And right before we went on the air, Junior brought up the point, it's a little uncomfortable that he and Bob are sharing a love seat. Do you guys have a love seat in your furniture lineup at home?
No.
No. We don't either, and you just wonder...
Nobody uses
when you
those
go with
as
the
a love,
love
seat.
Seat. Well, I know, but if you have it in your living room and you say you have a party, two guys probably feel a little weird about
yeah,
sitting together.
Would we watch a football game like this? Like, if you came over to my house and I had this as my furniture...
Hey, Bob, I got a new love seat.
Would we sit here and watch the Packers and Bears?
It seems way more obtrusive to go three wide there, which is probably less square footage per person than to go two here.
I agree. I saw you guys going three wide a while ago, and you looked more uncomfortable than I know we are.
Really?
Yeah, that
makes
to me,
perfect.
You look more uncomfortable. Because
and yet, if I walk in and Craig's here and you two are there, I would say, Corby,
Yeah.
I don't know. It just looks funny, you guys. And plus, it has real high arms, so you're kind of boxed in there.
Like, you're in there. It's like a booth at an Italian restaurant, you know?
We could totally share a blanket if it got a little chilly in here.
Yeah, you didn't want to sit on the opposite side of the booth table. You wanted to sit on the same side.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. We're watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
And we like sports.
Yeah, we don't have the love seat either.
We like to brush up on our sports.
I wonder if that's maybe becoming an obsolete piece of furniture.
Like bowling.
Do what?
Leave her alone.
We're brushing up on our sports because we're on the ticket.
You guys heard that commercial? The Del Frisco's commercial?
Yeah.
How's it go?
Because we're going to keep brushing up on our sports. They're like ping pong and bowling.
And don't forget about the ping pong brackets. Oh, and bowling.
Man.
That is awesome.
Well, now that we're on the ticket, I thought I'd brush up on my sports.
Okay, wait. Listen right when it starts. Listen to the...
And don't forget about the ping pong brackets. Oh, and bowling.
The next one.
Well, now that we're on the ticket, I thought I'd brush up on my sports.
Who's doing that voice?
Well, the woman who owns Del Frisco's.
Yes.
A fine sponsor.
I knew that, and I wanted to compliment her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Careful.
Who is that?
Who is that?
All right, so who called out that commercial? Because I think you guys are now taking the lead on commercial call-outs.
That's ridiculous.
No, you guys.
It's you guys. Because I was, and it was a great segment the other day, the segment about how, I'm Brandon Carr. My job on the field is to cover wide receivers. But at so-and-so Chevrolet, they've got you covered.
Yeah. It's so bad, the sports metaphor commercial. Yeah. Oh, who writes those?
No. Do they still work?
No. Well, yes.
Yes, of course they do. They
My job is to cover opposing receivers coming downfield for a pass.
Ah. Have you heard the new one?
Coming downfield for a pass.
Have you heard the new one? Bruce Carter is doing...
I've enjoyed Bruce Carter's work.
His, though, is... my job is to tackle people that are running right the football at me. At Dallas Dodge, they tackle low prices every day.
Great sports tie-in there. I support that and our fine sponsor.
So awesome.
All right, so who got hung up on the chicken commercials first? You or the hardline, Bob?
That might have been us.
I like chicken! I like chicken! I mean,
you're done, right? You can't outdo yourself now.
No, no, they kicked it up a notch for the last one.
Like, how is that possible?
With the guitar?
Well, like, I don't know. You and Gordon were both really into it, it seemed like.
Raising Cane's chicken, take my mind.
You know, I was thinking about why you're not doing that commercial, but now I know why.
I don't eat chicken.
Anti-foul.
He doesn't eat chicken.
I don't like chicken.
So how long's it been
like
now?
Chicken.
It was last January that I got food poisoning after eating chicken enchiladas, and I haven't had chicken since.
Wow.
Will you ever?
I don't think so. I don't miss it.
See, I bounced back. I got food poisoning this past weekend. I wasn't quite as sick as Junior. He had fever, and you were down for like 3 days, weren't you?
Yeah, it was awful.
Now, was chicken proven to be the culprit, or was it just guilt by association?
Little bit of both.
Because I had a bad incident in which orange juice was on the scene, and I made orange juice serve like a 5-year penalty. I've since gone back because I could it was ridiculous to blame the orange juice. It was just happened to be in my stomach when things went really bad.
See, I've had that with sea bass at a restaurant that I know you've been to.
Boy, tough to turn your back on sea bass.
Well, the thing is that that's one of my favorite of the fish. But there are so many other different types of fish that it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Like, I will never eat sea bass again. It was so bad. Probably like what you had.
Sea bass said he'd pay for this? If that's sea bass over there.
I think the worst has got to be pasta, though. If you get sick on some sort of stringy pasta, how could you ever go back to that?
Was it you that boasted like a 25-year...
Non-vomit streak.
Non-vomit streak.
27 years.
Last year it ended.
Broke in January with the chicken enchiladas.
Wow.
I had one from 19 to 38.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was very solid.
Okay, so when you have that...
Yeah.
All the alcohol you drink?
Right, I know.
That's amazing.
I know my tipping point, though.
Wow, that's impressive.
I know not to go one more.
When you have that incident with the restaurant...
Unless we're at the camp out.
Do you call them? Did you call the restaurant last year?
Yes. Actually, my wife called them. I didn't call them.
They can't be held responsible.
They said,
I was just telling them to let them know.
Yeah, that's what she did.
Yeah.
They said, well, nobody else has called to complain, so...
Weren't they really defiant?
Off.
They were pretty defiant, yeah.
Almost acting like it wasn't them. But so, I did too. I mean, we called just to say, hey, you know,
did
this
you like
happened.
Chicken?
Were they defiant?
No, they were very nice about it. Like, yeah, because I think every restaurant realizes it's a possibility.
Yeah.
That they could have someone preparing food that
did they offer you guys
shouldn't be.
A meal or nothing?
Nope.
That's pretty sorry.
Yeah.
You would think that they would do something. Just tell them who you were.
No. But you know, the other thing
that
works into this is that I've gone semi-vegetarian, so I'm not looking to eat chicken anyway at this point. But, like, I still would have eaten. Like, the other day at the OU-Texas game, I had brisket tacos.
Yeah.
So I'm not hardcore. And I normally would have had chicken tacos that day, but I won't. It's easy to avoid.
Where does fish fit in all this?
I eat fish all the time.
Okay, all right. So it's what is it called, a pescatarian?
Yeah.
It's okay to eat fish because they don't have any feelings.
Right. Yeah, they feel no pain.
So I'd like to talk college football with you guys.
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh.
There's a midstream switch here from Bob. That's good.
Unless you guys want to continue down the food poisoning.
No, keep going.
Angle. Sure they love it.
Yeah, I'm sure they love that here.
Do you talk about
Let's go college football.
Colin Klein's wife. Let's set up that scenario that we had in the break.
No, I'm okay with
yes,
no,
let's.
Whatever no. marital decisions Colin Klein made, that's fine with me.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Good for him. No, I'm just seeing if you guys, because you guys do have your favorite teams and so forth, and I have always been college football Switzerland down here, and I've really had fun this season.
I think it's been a great year.
On a couple levels, this has really been an enjoyable college football season, and it all kind of happened together where my little guy, my middle child got interested in college football, and also...
Has he picked a team?
Yes, he's obsessed with TCU because Dad took him to a TCU game, and that was his first experience, I'm sure. But we had a great old time even last night because we watched those Fox Sports Southwest hour mashups of the games.
Yeah, that's great.
And he can handle that. Like, he, you know, 3 hours, 3.5 hours, I'm not sure he can totally handle. But
that's the equivalent of lunch with the Rangers.
Yeah, and he loves that. And we watched TCU in West Virginia last night, and he was going bananas when...
So that was his... Did he think it was live?
Well, he was asking me, you know, is this live? And I told him, no, buddy, this happened Saturday. But I won't tell you what's about to happen. But let's keep watching. This is going to be
great.
You're
going to like it.
Yeah, and so, no, he's really into TCU. And then I've really been into the Aggies going to the SEC because I thought that was a no-brain decision for them. And so it's really fun. And, you know, the Johnny football thing is great. The fact that the two most intriguing quarterbacks to me, and I'm not saying they're the best, but the two most intriguing are both these freshmen, the Notre Dame freshmen, who we saw put on that show in Norman, even though statistically it wasn't much.
No, but he was incredible.
He really was.
He was incredible.
And then, but Notre Dame has this very slim margin for error in all their games because they can't blow anybody out. But I don't know if you're a college football fan how you don't at least pay attention to a good Notre Dame season.
You know what? Yeah. It is better when they're up there.
Of course.
It really is. Yeah. And I despise them. Always have, since I was a little kid, but it is better that they're up there.
See, I feel like I probably should despise them, but, man, their scene on a late Saturday afternoon at South Bend looks like the definition of what football is supposed to be for me.
You haven't been?
No, and I'm going to do everything I can to go next fall. But just the late afternoon, that's why late in the fall seems really cool, because it gets dark about halftime, yeah. And... you know, so a lot of times it's raining up there. That looks awesome.
I can't wait. You know, we booked our trip, Craig and I did, for next year for the OU game. And, I mean, that's one of those things that it will get me going through the summer.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a bucket list thing. You want to see a game in South Bend. I should probably go back and see it as an adult. I went there as a kid, and I probably didn't.
When you were living in Chicago?
Yeah. I was like fourth grade or so. And I went with a former, they were playing Georgia Tech, and I went with a former Georgia Tech player and his dad and my dad, and they were, you know.
Just our choice?
No.
Dennis Scott?
No. But they, you know, they were huge Georgia Tech people and hated Notre Dame.
Who won? Do you remember?
Oh, Notre Dame rolled. Yeah. It was awful. There's no way you hated them growing up more than I did. Because I was a transplanted Texan living in Chicago, and that's all you had.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you never got to watch. I got to see maybe one Texas game a year when they played Oklahoma, maybe one other game. And, you know, rarely got to see Southwest Conference football. But, man, you got the Lindsey Nelson replay on Sunday mornings. I mean, it was all about the Fighting Irish.
Dude, they were so far ahead of the game with marketing.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that Sunday show where they would redo the game.
Yeah.
And it was such a game changer. I don't know what year I discovered that.
Was it just a thing in the Midwest, or was that nationwide?
I don't know, but it was like the first time, because I grew up without cable, and like the first time I was able to see more channels. There's this channel that they show an entire Notre Dame game, but they take out everything between the plays, and they go, you know.
That's right, because it's WGN, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah. Didn't Lindsey Nelson do it?
Yeah, it was Lindsey Nelson.
Yeah.
That's we move along the further action in the second quarter.
Right,
yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
He was the best. I loved the games he called.
I know. Great voice.
Yeah.
Crazy plaid jacket.
Now, the A&M thing, we did a segment on this yesterday. It's really intriguing and frustrating how it has been covered, and I know I'm in the land of the Philistines here, up here on the couch with you guys, especially a couple of you guys, when it comes to the Aggies. But just the change in narrative has really been funny. Oh, because it did go from everyone saying they were going to go 3-8 to now everyone saying the SEC sucks.
I never said that.
We never said that either.
In our show, too, we both threw out the possibility. Everyone who's not an Aggie is jumping on the Aggies. Just what if a team in Texas, especially with the hire of someone who we liked, what if they, being the only team from Texas in the SEC, that could be huge for them.
And it will be.
If you're a Texas high school kid now, you can stay in Texas and be in the SEC. I thought it was a no-brainer move for them, and I think we all thought they had a chance that they weren't going to get their butt kicked in the SEC.
The misconception about the SEC, and it does drive me crazy that five of the top eight teams are in the SEC. There's no way South Carolina belongs up there. Georgia debated. Right. Florida, I think, is one of the worst one-loss teams I've ever seen.
Well, in the bottom half of the SEC, no one foresaw the SEC falling this far.
The misconception. They're 12 deep. No, they're not.
Right.
No, of course they're not. And no conferences, regardless of the strength, you're not going to have a year where your entire conference has 10 wins. It's mathematically impossible.
Right.
However, I was reading something. One of the Aggie websites sent me a link, and it was a good half dozen or maybe even a full dozen different writers and their views when the decision was made. And it was basically, they're a fifth-place team in the Big 12.
Yeah.
They're going to go there and get killed. They don't belong in that conference. They're not at that caliber. And many of the same writers have now switched the idea to, man, the SEC is just down. And in many cases, a lot of teams could have gone in there and done real, real well. So at no point would any of those people say, you know what, maybe Kevin Sumlin, because there was no accounting for a new coach, new schemes, new quarterback. The Manziel story is really something.
I didn't know, yeah.
Look, the bottom line is...
No one did. That's the weird thing. He was going to Oregon. Because Texas wanted to make him a DB.
Yeah.
That Manziel's recruiting story is fascinating. Because he's like a three-star guy, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, watching him play, and thankfully we were, I guess I watched the Florida game, so his second college game and his first game against a real... No, Florida was his first game.
Yeah, it was.
Because the first one got...
First half was great, second half was...
But in that first half, he had such wild tendencies, but it was you're like, whoa, this guy, this is off script, this is rookie year Favre, this is really wheels off, make it up as he goes quarterbacking, and he's maintained it the whole year. It's a really interesting story, and I think Sumlin and Kingsbury kind of know what they're doing, so I think
if this was 5 years ago, and they would have made the jump then in 2006 or 7 or whatever, that it would have been a disaster. Because the conference was a little bit stronger back then, and A&M was...
First year may have been.
I don't know, but A&M...
The concept still would have been good,
I think. That they benefited from the perfect storm of, yes, the SEC's down. They're actually... They have the most dynamic player at quarterback.
I don't know if the SEC's down, though, Corby.
I really don't. Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, there are bad teams at the bottom, but the two metrics with which you judge it are how good are your top teams, can you win a national title, and maybe the third one, how loaded is the first round going to be with SEC players again? I think by all three of those metrics, it's a normal year of quality from the SEC.
I don't know. I just think between the down years.
Just team to team. Arkansas, Auburn's down.
Yes.
Ole
Miss, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Tennessee. They're terrible.
Well, yeah, and that, the other division, sure. And Auburn, obviously, is ridiculous. Ole Miss is always bad, right? Ole Miss hasn't been good in several years. Okay,
yeah.
That's 2003.
Right.
Mississippi State.
It was a good team till Saturday.
Yeah. Bandy is down.
No, the Mississippi State's bad.
Well, they were
finally down. Dude, yeah, they're 7-0. Look at their schedule. They played.
Okay, but they were ranked 15th on Saturday.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but they're bad.
Okay.
They're probably, the equivalent of, trying to think of the Big 12, Iowa State.
Iowa State, wow.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with Iowa State. Iowa State can play.
No, Iowa State's got their best team they've had in a long time.
I guarantee you, you put Mississippi State and Iowa State on a neutral field, and it is a...
Pretty good game.
Odds makers have it as a two-point game.
Yeah.
I'm not here to argue either way.
Sounds like you
are.
I've seen both teams
play once.
All right, I think we're caught up, but I think we got to run. I think we doubled up here.
Now we're behind again?
I don't know. We're somewhere. But I do know that sports is next as we continue with Girls Night Out here from the city of Fairview.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We like the Ticket Turtle now.
Go ahead, Bob. Keep going.
7:59, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It is Girls Night Out, and it's Ticket Roundtable time from the Village at Fairview.
Yay.
In Fairview, which is in Texas, in the United States. Yes, it is the final roundtable segment with Donovan.
Hey.
Dan.
Hey, girls.
Hey.
We're about to have it with you.
And the Jub. Oh, and wait a minute.
Whoa, hey.
Gordo, hand over a headset.
They're playing his private dinner and coming up. It's Larry Gordo.
Oh, I like chicken.
Hello.
They're playing his entry music. It is Gordon Keith.
Hey, I have no idea whether I'm supposed to be on this or not. I don't have a schedule. Yeah, I don't have a schedule.
Here you are.
Oh, I like
chicken. Gordon couldn't join you, George. Hello, Bob.
Hi, how's it going?
It's fake Donald Trump.
No. Oh, excellent.
Okay, this is the thing. I don't know if you guys heard this. I'm sure no one consumes our program.
Oh, my gosh.
He works at a different shift. I know Dan stopped listening to us at some point.
I
used to be better about...
Used to listen a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
well, we're still on your radio station in case you want to tune us in.
Yeah, because Gordon listens every day.
I listen to bad radio. I love the Homer Call of the Week.
You barely pulled that out. What happened today on Homer Call,
Gordon? When I had kids, it hurt my schedule.
All right, speaking of Homer Call, let me stop it
here. I had a point.
Oh, okay,
a point.
Go.
Okay, so anyway, we did this thing. We do this bit every day at 8:40.
Right.
And so today we had on fake Cuban and...
Uh-huh.
Why are you wincing, George?
I'm not wincing. I'm on radio.
God almighty.
I do the show for the P1.
You drive me crazy because you hate really good things.
Was the Cubes on the treadmill?
No, he wasn't on the treadmill.
I love fake Cubes on the treadmill.
We had fake Cuban.
See?
We had fake Cuban.
I listened to the podcast.
And we had fake Donald Trump on, and they were, you know, going about their Twitter beef that they've been on. I listened to this thing like 3 times on the way up here tonight.
Why?
You know me, I hate every bit that we do because sometimes my voice is on them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you get self-conscious. You don't like hearing your own voice. But this one I thought was really, really funny, and I wanted to give you props on 2 lines.
Me?
Yes, that cracked me up. One of them is, God, what is it? When fake Donald Trump says...
And, of course, all your 3 programs were failed. You failed with The Benefactor. You failed with
whatever the second one,
Mark Cuban Show. And, of course, Shark Taint.
And he spells out shart and taint and everything. And you say up under your breath, you go, you know that's not the name of it. You know it. It's so,
see, you missed that.
It's so creepy, queenie Cuban. And then there was another part where he said, up under the breath. Both of them were subtle throwaway lines. They were very funny little moments.
You make
look good.
I protest you making Mark Cuban so prissy.
He does, doesn't he?
You should hear how prissy's made
it's
off
it's like, let's not get into it. But yeah, it's like offensive to me. I mean, this guy is the owner of my NBA team, you know, that I follow, and I think your impersonation is very derogatory.
It's not derogatory.
It is.
I'm MFFL, which, by the way, I am fired MFFL. Up over the Mavericks.
Are you?
I'm buying in.
I'm doing squats right now.
See? See how much more pussy he makes it?
On a treadmill. Does that make you jealous? Huh?
Squats on a treadmill.
That's right. You wouldn't believe how sweaty my panties are right now. Did I just say that? Yes, I did. How are you going to react to it?
He's much worse.
Huh? I can always say I was just joking.
He's much worse.
But if you respond to it nicely, I'll tell you I wasn't.
Hey, can I file a complaint real quick against bad radio since we have the entire crew of bad radio?
Every time we're with you guys.
No complaints, George. Come on, man.
Thought we were supporting each other.
Really? You're going to put me up for Homer Call of the Week on the opening kick? I actually am on top. I miss plays all the time. I'm actually on top of a play. Please, Bob, list for me the times that you've seen a safety on the opening kick. I've never seen it before.
Never.
And I actually detected it, described it, and it's up for Homer Call. That's ridiculous.
Don't you love North Texas?
Well, because you...
Well, yeah, but I didn't scream like a girl and jump out of the press box.
It's not about screaming,
George.
You're really pissed.
Well, yeah.
Why are you walking out?
Well, you want to shut up?
Get your pom-poms out of my face.
And then the other one I was up for this year, all I said was, hey, there's a lot of people outside the program that have no idea what a big game this is for North. This is a big win for North Texas. And all of a sudden, Bob's saying, yeah, how come they don't have coverage in Sports Illustrated? Jerks. And I'm mainly talking to Bob and Dan, not Donnie. Donnie supports you two. Do not. Lee Corso was right. Jerk. No, jerk. Big jerk.
But not Donnie.
But not Donnie.
No, I'm a nice guy.
I mean, that's the blackception.
This is what they do, Gordo. They take little clips from my play or our show or our commercials, and then they play them back and they giggle at
it. And then they sit back and they giggle.
You know what? It's really wrong, Bob, for a show to take like a clip of like their coworker and then replay it over and over again.
For like 14 years, you mean?
No, you are a big jerk.
You're right. It is wrong.
Let him eat the napkin.
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking at me.
Awesome.
I still think that is my favorite all-time moment on
the dog one?
Yeah.
No.
That to me is better than Lee Corso.
Where's Dale in this?
That's better than Dale.
Lee Corso is the best one.
What about one of the 100 one and done fights on the Musers that somehow get lost? We don't have
those are too emotional and not funny.
These are funny.
You guys are just they play off each other and
you guys,
even when you're mad at each other.
Sad,
it's funny.
You guys are like the
sad.
You're like the government. You only you so regulate.
It's like a communist government,
isn't
it?
Out there, yes.
Yeah.
You guys just snap your fingers and things disappear from the computers. Oh, my gosh. It's so scandalous.
Okay, but listen,
such
Bobby,
a cover-up. And you know what? It's not even worth fighting.
Do you remember the legendary Gordo-Rich battle of 2002?
Nobody.
You know why you don't remember it?
Exactly.
Because they erased it from everyone's
mind. It never happened.
Hey, it's, you know what? You work up to mornings for a reason. There should be a few
that's our goal.
Benefits to being on the morning show.
Man.
I mean, hell, we have to wake up at cow milking time.
Like,
and
yeah, how early do you got to get in there because you got to delete audio before your
show? That's what we have to do
before everyone else.
That's what we do.
And, you know, they never talk about the time they wanted to roll over to the bone and beat all of us up on the bone morning show.
Oh, man.
I mean, you
guys deserve
that.
You guys deserve that.
Remember that.
What a great moment, too.
Gordon is just talking about humble.
Like George and Craig, we are to believe that they have never had a disagreement ever.
No.
You'll like this, Dan.
We're best friends from college.
They get together. They get along so well, unlike you guys who fight all the time. No, we don't fight any more than they do. Our audio just survives.
It's funnier.
Move after move.
Y'all's are funnier.
I don't appreciate it.
We don't even fight anymore. It only seems like we fight because
fight.
You guys keep it for 14 years.
Does it make you uncomfortable or a little bit?
Oh, I think we got over it like a decade ago, but
What's the one that makes you most uncomfortable? Like you listen to yourself and you go, God, that embarrasses me or whatever.
I don't even like to admit this because this would only increase the play level.
No, what? It wouldn't. I bet it wouldn't. If it really bothers you, we won't play it.
The play count's already way up there. I mean, I don't think we increase it anymore.
Of those three, do I get multiple choice?
What about the sports term? Is that one more embarrassing to you than a fight?
No, I thought that I really enjoyed that one.
You made peace with
Efren Herrera.
What about the bad radio alarm clock?
Hello.
No, that was
Panny.
Hello.
Panny.
Hello.
No, there are a couple instances that
light reduction. There's two men's careers. We've taken it down to those words.
There's a few instances, but maybe it's like it disempowers some of those pieces of audio the more you play them. Because it's a few of the deep.
So playing the audio over and over again is like using the N-word. It disempowers it.
I think so. Because some that are
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Some that are real.
Just because you outnumber me in here doesn't mean that I won't do something about it.
Some that are real.
Listen how militant he's getting.
Ooh.
I would take offense to that word.
Militant?
Yeah, I don't like that either. That's another way to say the N-word without saying it. Oh, look at him. He's so militant.
What about
thug? We are from the hood.
Oh, thug is the biggest one. Oh, he's such a thug.
You think, and you know what? Well, I don't think white people realize they don't believe in coded race language. White people just don't think that really exists. They don't think they're using coded language.
White people?
What are you saying?
What's that?
What do you mean?
I think that
everybody's looking at you like,
Like for an explanation of what racially coded language is?
Yeah, what do you mean? Like,
so you think if you call someone a thug, you really mean they're just saying thug. They're not trying to undercover call them an N-word.
No, I don't think it's a direct substitute for the N-word, but it is a way of talking about race without talking about it.
Well, I do. I think it's a direct substitute.
I think when people
found another word.
I think when people, it's not as bad as that.
Well,
but
it's
that
not
is
bad
what,
at all.
But you're right, that is what they're trying. They're trying to comment on race. The whole white guy, pale, lunch pail to work kind of thing. White guys are intelligent players. Black guys will be athletic. I think that's coded race language.
Of course it is. And it's awesome.
You just can't.
And it's awesome.
You can't say, man, he's really, really black.
That's another thing
that's another great thing.
Sit back and giggle about it.
Oh my gosh.
Let's change the topic.
Man, I would hate to be a network play-by-play guy.
Everything we've learned in life, we've learned from you guys. Just the fact that you've created little clones and little people that learned at your feet.
What's up, clones?
Now you look in the mirror and you don't like what you've created. Your little young Dr. Frankensteins.
All right, so yeah, you were going to answer the question, which one is the most tender to you?
Just more of the, there are a few deep cuts that I wish never happened, but it's only because they haven't been properly highlighted.
Jake turns into drops, those?
No, from years ago.
Yeah.
I think we all know.
But I mean, one that we know?
No, and if I mention it, then it gets played, so no.
Okay.
Yeah, but those wouldn't be as good to me. Moral and Dog is just it's a great exchange. It's a great scenario, the fact that Dan brought his dog to training camp. The fact that he's eating the napkin.
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking.
Isn't that at the core of it? Is there's a dog at training camp?
Yes, that's what makes it so
Dan's
funny.
Very defensive about
and
it.
To
He's
this day,
about
Dan
it.
Would Dan would not give an inch on how insane that is. Like,
why would I leave him at home?
If you brought your
and the fact that the dog's name was Cornelius
and it's a poodle
made it that much funnier.
Like a poodle puppy,
yes.
That's just trying to eat
a
everything.
A poodle eating thing.
And we're 1 month into our very tenuous stay at the ticket.
Are you sure it wasn't a year in?
No, that
was year two.
I'm pretty sure that was our first month together, like July of 99, because we were talking about one. No, you.
I think it's the year.
You're talking about Juan in Detroit.
Okay, we're talking about Juan in Detroit, so you're saying it's August of 2000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Cornelius is
training camp of 2000.
A 2000 baby.
All right.
He's a New Year baby.
Well, that was the other great thing is you took elements of what you clearly talked about.
Oh, Bob, I'm paying attention. Come here, boy. Come on, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah. And then you took...
Well, you should see just nowadays there are so many things distracting us. If you were to accuse me of being distracted by that dog, just with our Twitter and phones and
everything else that's going on. But you were actually under the table.
Well, he was eating
Maybe
napkin.
Not letting him eat the napkin.
Why did you not care?
We did the show for the P1.
I look over at Dan, obviously, and there's his... All I see is Dan's bottom because he's trying to get
his
food off. That was the other thing that was great. You took elements that you clearly talked about off the air about... Hey, we're doing the show for the
P1.
from a Bruce meeting, just weeks earlier. That's great.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and look at there. We are out
is
of
that
time
it?
For Girls Night Out.
Whoa.
Yeah, we sure are.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, girls.
All these nice girls.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Dan, Donnie.
So do you
thanks to Donovan for integrating Fairview.
Fairview Down Under.
You're welcome.
Place.
You're welcome, Fairview.
Visit Fairview Down Under.
I won't be back
this weekend.
We'll holla.
The village here at Fairview, great place.
So email us if you have any muser fights.
Nah, there's really not any out there. We've like burned them all.
All the Norm versus Junior fights that have disappeared. And all the Rich Gordo fights.
Are many of the Gordo fights off the air, though?
Yeah.
People throwing
I at least had the decency to fight with people off the air. The thing is,
man,
is like my prolific run of arguments and run-ins
that disappeared.
I know the Jay Moore one did disappear, but we have it.
What nap? You can't say okay. No, nothing, man. I'm a homo.
We have that
tense?
One. We've recovered that one.
That's the best.
I don't know.
But you only recovered the analysis of it, right? You didn't have the pure.
Standalone. I think we found audio of us listening to the audio.
Of you deconstructing it and laughing.
So,
over it.
Well, I don't know. I think the meat is clean, I think.
Hmm.
But The best.
Yeah, that's right. You're the best. She is the best.
All right, the Jay Moore one I might want to have back.
That was the one. I remember you said that before, that was the most painful one for you.
It's pretty painful.
I don't understand because you weren't in the wrong on that. I don't think you were in the wrong on that.
Yeah, but...
You made what is kind of a casual throwaway, you know, nervous laughter here, but...
Right, but you can't invite a stand-up comedian into your show and then... He does his material and...
You expose your lady parts.
Hey, while we're getting rid of things, when we first started replaying Paul, I felt awful about that.
it took him a long time to get over that.
I mean, that was terrible. I did not mean to do that at all, and I just lost my mind for about 10 seconds. Luckily, I didn't work for the Rangers.
But there's a difference between an honest...
I never would have been back.
Okay,
there's a difference between an honest mistake and... actually being a jerk, and that was an
okay,
awesome
but being the only broadcaster in America that's talking at that moment, and then
I didn't want us laughing about it just a few weeks
like
later.
Like if aliens were monitoring radio waves.
There was radio silence off the planet
except
Earth.
For one little dot.
Right.
Paul,
wait.
George, pulling the spotlight back to him.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't
you
doing
couldn't
that.
Stand it because people weren't paying enough attention to you.
As all of the bald eagles in the country had a low tier.
Yeah. They're all flying, crying and everything, and then they hear the sound out of Dallas, Texas.
They all crash. Yeah, they all crash. You hear them all in the... What?
Oh, all right, enough thinking about the victims.
And
what about me?
And what about Paul?
Did I want to be the highest rated.
Let's get Paul's take on my broadcasting. Paul, you're up.
Paul is so upset.
Paul, bring it.
We didn't know how to transition out of it. We heard the best way to do it.
Take some calls.
No, that's what we were going to do.
Paul, are you firing Campo or not?
Stop. That's what we were told to do. And I thought it was the outro. It turned out to be the intro.
Sure.
And where was Paul from?
Paul, what's your favorite Dunham moment? Go.
I never got where he's from.
Do you remember? Well, you were reading it on there. So where was Paul from?
I don't know.
Paul
so arrogant.
I don't know because these two.
I'll never forget the look of arrogance on your face when you did that.
It wasn't arrogant.
Told him, watch this.
Ignorance.
While the intro was going, watch this.
Boom.
Paul and
Paul, you got nothing. I'm blowing you up.
Rack Paul.
Oh, Lord.
You deserve to be ripped. Rack him.
You deserve to be ripped. All right, facts
that's
here.
That's enough. Let's go to bank.
Go to bank.
There's been a lot of talk these last couple days in Detroit as the trade deadline nears. Some people even suggesting that maybe what we need to do is trade Juan now. The Detroit Tigers are talking about that. What's interesting, Dan, is I'm sure that the station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
well,
my
maybe
dog.
Don't let him eat the napkin. Sitting right next to you.
Well, you're going to be a whip, Dan.
Gosh, man, you're a whip right now. Who'd you breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not...
I don't care.
Stuff
hey, you know what? If your
theater.
Dog wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
Then it'll interrupt your segment.
Yeah, it's fiber.
You ready? Ready to
I
talk
was
some
paying
sports?
Attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening. I heard.
Here, boy.
We went over this in a meeting.
Here, boy. Down here. Come here.
What? We went over this in a meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.